we talk a lot about finding a second option, a reliable guy other than Odell Beckham. Is that as important to you to find one guy to sort of take the pressure off him?
I think it's got to be everybody's job. It can't just be one guy. The way the offense is set up, it's not, hey, throw to Odell and then look for someone else. It's all based on the reads and where certain guys are and based on the coverage. And so everybody's got the responsibility to get open. Everybody, can be the number one receiver on the play based on what the defense is doing.
Eli, the Dolphins, they've struggled stopping the run. It would probably be easy to think, just run against them. I mean, can you guys, though, run? I mean, you've struggled all year with it.
We got to run the ball, so we're going to run it. We got to run. We got to be effective with it. And, because that'll help out. That'll slow down the pass rush. That'll help out to play action and do everything. So hopefully, we're going to run it. We got to run the ball well.
You're confident you can do that?
Yeah, I think we can do it. I think we can, make some plays in the run game and be efficient.
Eli, most times when people go up against a tough front seven, they're talking about the middle linebacker or the guys off the edges. With the Dolphins, doesn't it start with Ndamukong Suh? I mean, he is one of the most disruptive forces on a line that you could face.
Yeah, he's a big man in there, and so he does a great job with the run, with the pass, getting pressure right up the middle, which. Quarterbacks can make it tough, can't step into throws and collapse the pocket a little bit, but they got a number of guys. They do a good job getting to the quarterback, not a whole lot of, not with blitzes, just a lot of times bringing their front four and so we got to block those guys up.
Eli, is it time now, because you've gotten some breaks after the Dallas one, to take advantage of it finally, because, I mean, this is huge now.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a big one, and we're excited. We're excited about the opportunity, and excited to see how this whole thing's gonna shake out. But we got a great opportunity, and we got to take advantage of it.
Is this the strangest playoff scenario you've been a part of at this point in the season? 3-5-7s and a 4-8.
I guess so. You never know. How it's gonna shake out. So just the fact that we're in the hunt, we're in the picture, they usually. Come down to the end, and whoever has the best record in December is usually heading to the playoffs.